responded to 205 Lynn Drive to a structure fire. Tuesday afternoon, and found the house heavy fire showing it at the front. The medic got here, found out that the neighbors and the family had pulled out an elderly woman out of the house. She was transported to hospital. What I understand, talking to some of the family today, is she's in CCU, critical. Was one other gentleman, her son, lived in the house with her, and he was not here at the time. The house is a total loss. They have no insurance. The only thing the people got out with was whatever they had on. Red Cross has been contacted, and the gentleman's been given the Red Cross's phone number to contact them back. Supposedly some of his family has him and his mama, when she gets out of the hospital, a place to stay in. But he's on disability, and, again, she's 80 years old. And right now, we're still digging and investigating.
Do you know how it was reported or who reported it?
The best I can tell you right now, since I don't have the paperwork, is by one of the neighbors.
Was this one of those fires that y'all had to take a defensive position when you first arrived?
No, they actually went into it. The fire was in the living room, looking at the house as the left front. And they went into the living room and stopped the fire there. By this time, we had heat and smoke damage throughout the house, heavy heat and heavy smoke throughout the house. So what didn't get burnt from the fire was ruined from heat.
Any neighboring homes threatened?
No, sir. They got here and got a good enough, quick enough stop on it that they stopped it there.
All the firefighters okay?
Yeah. Yeah, the only injury was the lady that was inside asleep. The people that got her out actually put their life in jeopardy getting her out because they went through the side of the room that had the fire in it to bring her out. And we're still doing interviews and investigating.